she blows. Tis Moby Vagina.
It's a very large vagina.
Greetings, Afro Posse, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Afro Hold Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Oh, wow.
Well, yep, it's going to be one of those nights, I can tell already.
I sure as fuck hope so.
Great. I'm just starting to want to go to bed, but I'm drinking.
Ooh.
That's a good start.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a hot toddy.
What a fine idea.
James, if we have the same hot toddy, I'm going to flip a lid. I am drinking, not the same brand, but I am drinking a chai tea.
Okay.
With Jameson.
It's just chai. Mm. Chai means tea.
Chai flavored.
You don't have to say it twice.
It's like saying pin. It's like saying pin number.
Pin number.
You don't.
ATM machine.
Don't. It's chai. Chai means tea.
Oh, I'm drinking a tea that is flavored tea.
With tea spices.
So, with tea spices.
Mm-hmm. No, so, yeah. I'm having a hot toddy. Mm-mm-mm. But my hot toddy is a pomegranate pizzazz.
Oh,
it's an herbal tea, bursting with fruity pomegranate flavor.
Is it bursting?
We're about to find out. What I've put in there is not Jameson, but it is a ginger liqueur.
Oh. I need to know more about this ginger liqueur.
Yes, I too want to subscribe to your newsletter.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
All right. So what ginger liqueur is it?
Well, what is this?
Tell us more.
It is called Domaine de Canton. It comes in like a bottle that kind of looks like an umbrella handle, weirdly. You can get it at Total Huan. Yeah. 28% alcohol.
Looks like an umbrella. Okay.
But it kind of looks like a fancy umbrella handle with like little fingery.
That is not what I was thinking when you said umbrella handle.
Oh.
But anyway. Domain to
God. Yes, I'm old enough to view your website. Fucking piece.
Oh, that's why I did a Google image search instead of trying.
Jenna just got carded by the internet.
Yep.
It did.
Ginger, look, I have seen this bottle before. I've
seen this.
I did not know it was ginger.
It is, and it's delightful.
I very much need to get one of these now and put it in some Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that. Ooh.
Oh.
Mm.
I want it for my hot toddies because that's a good idea.
It's fucking great. Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I might pick up a bottle and we can try having it with our ginger beer.
Hell yes.
Next time we're all ginger together. Ginger. So yeah, it'd be a ginger.
Yeah. Ginger square.
Could if you used two gingers, could you have a ginger cubed?
Well, if it's two gingers with this ginger liqueur in a ginger beer, that's four gingers.
That's
okay, but it was one ginger at the chandelier. It was two in the hall. And yeah. All right. Good.
I'd call it a four-eyed ginger.
That's pretty great.
I like that one.
Boom.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll have to try that one next time we're all together.
A four-eyed ginger. Okay.
Four-eyed ginger.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll try that one. What are you drinking, Salsa?
Well, I will be talking about why I have this beer in a minute, but I have a Duluth beer.
Ooh.
Yep.
I have guesses.
Oh, go ahead. You will get it wrong.
I'm going to guess that that beer is from Duluth.
It's actually from Superior.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Mm.
Nice try, though.
Mm.
Is it from Superior?
No, I want to hear James's actual guess.
Oh, I was going to say that you took a trip somewhere with a brewery.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. I am drinking an Ursa Minor Brewing
Ooh.
Ewok Cuddles.
Oh.
Oh my god.
That's a really good
that
beer.
That is adorable and slightly terrifying.
Yeah, I'm drinking an Ewok Cuddles from Ursa Minor. It is a Belgian-style double. So.
Excellent.
Yeah. Mm.
Ooh,
Ursa Minor is a Duluth brewery, though.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was just giving James shit. It's got a good banana-y Belgian flavor.
Ooh.
Yeah, seems pretty good to me.
All right. Okay, so you were in Duluth, so also want to talk about that some more?
Sure. I went up there because my daughter had a hockey tournament.
Okay.
Yes, another one of those. We're going to be talking about that.
Story checks out.
Yeah, she had a hockey tournament in Hermantown.
Oh, that's not far off at all, is it?
I've only seen their playhouse.
Oh my god. You're the worst. Please keep talking, Salsa. Please just talk right over him.
Yeah.
So, we went up there on Friday. Her first game was on Friday around noon. Did that, then immediately went to the hotel, and kids were in the pool for most of the afternoon. we had the meeting room at the hotel reserved. So we did like a pizza party, and we had swag bags and everything like that. And the girls basically from like 2:30 to bedtime were just in various states of the pool and in their hotel rooms playing and watching TV and YouTube videos and whatever, what have you, and just running around and being a gaggle of, you know, 9 and 10
a literally girls. Of can't evens
preteen. Yeah.
So and they had the fucking time of their life, and it was
wonderful.
Great. All the adults hung out, and we had a copious amount of booze.
Nice.
This parent group knows how to party.
Let
me tell you. Oh, Nelly. Not that last year's party or hockey parents didn't, but this group of parents went hard. Like they were like, we're going to have a good time as well. Like they were acting like a bunch of college students. It was crazy. We were doing all sorts of stupid shit that we would do in college parties. Like that's the level of they, one set of parents brought, and I think this is ridiculous, but also amazing, a Shotsky.
I feel like I know what this is, but I can't think of it.
This is a literal snow ski with 4 shot glasses on it.
Okay.
So once they're all full, the only way to take the shot is 4 people need to take the shot at the same time.
Oh my god.
Oh.
I do remember that now.
Because they're all attached to this long ski. So it's 4 people all doing a shot at the same time. So when you've got 2 or, you know, 3 people are like, come on, we need a 4th person over here because we want to take a shot. It's, you know, the peer pressure thing happens and you're just like,
you have to be neighborly.
Yes. Yeah, somebody's got to get over here and do this shot with us.
Because otherwise we're team effort.
Otherwise we're dumping this shot on the floor. Like somebody has to come over here. Yeah. So it was like, okay, I guess we're doing this. And so doing that sort of thing, just hanging out, having a good time. Before dinner, There's another couple there that they Duluth Brewery the same way I Duluth Brewery. And so they were like, we're going to go into town. Who wants to come? And so like five of us went into town and we bar hopped, or I should say brewery hopped. And, you know, went to a place and had a beer and went to the next brewery and had a beer and went to the next brewery and had a beer and stuff like that. And so, you know, like this is what we did even before dinner. And then we had pizza and then we had more partying. So it was a good time. We had a lot of fun. I hadn't had that much partying since college. And I was even texting my wife. I was like, I'm having fun right now.
What?
Have you had fun before?
I've had fun before, but like I'm having fun partying like a college student. And I don't think I've had fun partying like a college student in like 25 years. So I'm really confused by this. But yeah, it was a good time. And then Saturday we had an early morning game and then another, you know, noon game. And then again, we had the rest of the afternoon off again.
So you just partied more.
So it was just, we went back to the hotel and the girls were back in the pool. And then we went, you know, for dinner, we went down to Canal Park and we,
where did you go in Canal Park?
Hoops Brewing. some of the parents, they Duluth the way I Duluth, but we went to the Canal Park, and we got some amazing photos of the girls out there on like the breakwaters and running around in the snow at the edge of the canal there. And then we went to Grandma's for dinner.
Oh, sure.
We rented the entire second floor of Grandma's. And we had...
I guess you've got a bunch of people.
Yeah. And we had a pasta buffet up there.
Nice.
They've got darts up there, and they had hockey foosball, and they had...
Rad.
Yeah, the kids just running around and playing crazy and having a good time. And again, it was just we finished the hockey part of our day by like 2 o'clock both days.
Jeez.
And the rest of the afternoon was just we're just gonna have a good time and have fun and just run around.
It's amazing.
Socialize and stuff like that. By the end of Saturday, by Saturday night, I was very much my introverted self was starting to be like, I need to be in my room alone now.
I need my me time now.
Yeah. I was very much starting to get overwhelmed. But up until then, I was having a great time, and Lilibeth had an amazing time.
She did.
Absolutely loving every minute of it. Not so good though. The hotel apparently overchemmed their hot tub.
Oh no.
And a bunch of the girls got chemical burn.
Oh no.
And we narrowed it down to the hot tub because some of the girls who were only in the pool did not get chemical burn.
Yeah.
The ones that spent time in the hot tub. They started getting in there, you know, in the crook of their elbow and their groin and shoulder pits and stuff like that. They were starting to get itchy red and stuff. So
that's so sad.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing. We let the hotel know and we're like, this is, you know, we know that you didn't do this on purpose, but this needs to be addressed.
But you burned our children.
Yeah. Our final game was on Sunday at 1:30, which a lot of the parents were real upset about, because they were like, can we have an earlier game? So,
to try to head back down.
Well, and the thing is like, every time we've had an early game, everybody's complained that it was an early game and we wish we could sleep in. And suddenly we've got a later game and it was like, this is amazing. This is great. And everybody's like, oh, I wish we had an earlier game. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? We get to sleep in and they're like, oh, we want to go home for the big game. And I'm like, what fucking big game? The game is here. And they were like, the Super Bowl. And I was like, oh, yeah. Fuck that.
So back to grandma's.
Huh?
They got TVs. Go back to grandma's.
I didn't. And here's my dumbass. I don't even realize that that's this weekend and everybody else is angry because now they're going to have to race home in order to watch the game. And I'm like, whatever. I don't
give it's a still going to be on.
I don't give a shit. So, yeah.
It goes until like 8 p.m.
I don't know.
It went until 9.
I didn't even know where it started. I don't know. Whatever. Not
it
important.
It started at 5:30. It was the worst.
We would have been home by then. I don't care.
It depends on the way the person drives, I guess.
Also fair. But yeah, so then we got home and we were like, thank goodness we love being, you know, away at these events, but also we like being home now. In the meantime, like my son got to go out with his aunt and do like mini golf and sushi and stuff like that.
Nice.
We were gone, so. Yeah, we try to make sure that he doesn't feel left out when we're off doing something fun.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
But yeah, that was my weekend is going up there and partying and watching some hockey because that's what we do.
Nice.
Earlier in the week, we had sushi dinner. My brother-in-law's birthday was on Wednesday, and so we had our annual sushi dinner, which is not a terrible way to celebrate a birthday.
I mean, a sushi dinner for birthday is just a good idea overall.
Yeah,
truly.
But yeah, that was kind of what I did is hanging out with my kid and watching her be a kid with her teammates and her friends and had a grand old time.
What was that all?
Lilibeth was the two-time hero on Friday because one of the parents got halfway to Duluth before noticing that they forgot their hockey stick.
Oh no.
And they were like, we can turn around and go back, but we'll be late. Like they were calling the arena, like, do you have a lost and found that we could just borrow or something? And they were looking for a hockey store to buy one.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Lilibeth brought an extra.
Oh,
nice.
So. Yeah, so that girl who already looks up to Lilibeth, by the way, this is you can't write this story any better. This little girl already looks up to Lilibeth, and then Lilibeth's like, "Oh, I have an extra stick you can borrow for the weekend." So she was already hero the first time, and in their first in their game on Friday, Lilibeth scored the only goal. So
wow, my God.
So yeah,
good job, Lilibeth.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. She had a great day overall. So.
Yeah. Well, I can talk about what I've been up to. I have been basically living out of the Bryant Light Bowl. So
never done that before.
Well, I live two blocks away from the Bryant Light Bowl. And right now, with my body being the way it is, I kind of don't feel like leaving my four block radius around my house. I want to be able to make it home if I need to get home right away.
Sure.
I just really like the Bryant Light Bowl. It's my local bar. It's become my local bar. They have happy hour tacos. You can get carnitas style. Or crunchy, just generic crunchy American type ones for $2.50 each. which is
very good. Great.
Yeah. And crunchy garbage tacos is kind of a comfort food for me almost. So I just go up there and I get a few tacos and some ginger beer, and they've got free refills on the ginger beer. And basically I eat for $10 and it's lovely.
Crunchy Garbage Tacos is my grunge mariachi band.
Yes, that sounds correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I also saw some shows at the Bradley.
Oh.
On Tuesday, I saw a show called Holidating. It's an improv group that does musical rom-coms. And they'll do one for each month. Like in December, they did basically, it was like a Hallmark movie. So they did, you know, your typical Christmas holiday one. In January, they did a New Year's holiday rom-com type thing.
Okay.
And of course, this last Tuesday, they did Valentine's Day. And I really like them. They're super fun. Things get weird and wacky because it's, you know, improv. But the musical stuff is pretty fucking on point. Like,
nice.
They're all really good. I mean, somebody that I think we all know, Chris Rodriguez, is regularly a cast member with them. So,
okay.
But yeah, and it's just they'll make up a rom-com on the spot. They'll grab information from the audience. This last one, they're like, what's a weird way that you've spent a Valentine's Day? And like, nobody was answering. And I was like, well, I've got something. But then somebody else was like, I've got something. And I'm like, you go, because mine's really boring. And they're like, well, we cleaned out a chicken coop. And I'm like, yeah, that's way better than anything I was going to say. Please tell us more about that. So yeah, they and their partner had gone to a bed and breakfast or a Airbnb or something. And there was a chicken coop that they got to clean out for fun, I guess. I don't know.
Huh.
Whatever. So yeah, the entire, the improv show was a couple of people that fall in love over chocolate and chickens. Yep.
Oh.
It was great. It was silly and wonderful and delightful.
Good.
And they do not stick to heteronormative stuff. They're also very body positive, but mostly it's just a fun, good time.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing for me that was really weird is I walk into the Bryant Lake Bowl, and the way the theater is set up, so there's kind of the riser area in the back, right, with all the stationary chairs and everything else, and then there's a bunch of chairs and tables in the front part of the audience, and then there's the stage. They moved the chairs, like the ones in the front area.
Yeah.
Instead of just having it like horizontal rows, each side, the left side and the right side, were angled. What? So that it was more like diagonal as opposed to horizontal. It was so weird. I walked in and I'm like, what the fuck? And here's the deal. I have been going to the Bryant Lake Bowl since like 2007, at least. I have produced shows. I have performed there. I've been an audience member for a variety of things. I have never seen those chairs in any other state than the horizontal.
I have to imagine there's fewer chairs would fit there.
Actually, no, it's the same number of chairs. Because you're fitting it into the same space, but like, so if you're doing it on a diagonal, like you have one really long row of like seven or eight, and then on either side of that, you've got a row of like five or six, and then like three or four, and then two, and then, yeah. Like it's actually, I think it was the same number of chairs.
I guess.
But it was weird, man. Like I had never, in my almost 20 years of attending that theater, never had I seen such a display. And then I was like, You mean we could have fucked with the chairs? Why didn't we fuck with the chairs?
Why didn't?
Because apparently it's up to the show. The show can fuck with the chairs however they want.
The show can fuck with the chairs?
I didn't know. I mean, I see why they
the chairs.
I see why they didn't tell Vilification Tennis that you could fuck with the chairs.
Oh, probably. But now James knows you can fuck with the chairs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they're not at BLB anymore.
Not there anymore.
Shows at the BLB anymore.
No.
But like I did Young and Fearless, Bill did Peter Pants Monthly. I did my remount of Memoirs of a Welfare Queen. I could have fucked with the chairs. Mm-hmm. And I never knew that I could fuck with the chairs. I'm so unhappy about this.
You could have put every two audience members facing each other.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it fucked with my brain the entire time. I'm like, what the hell? This is so weird. But that's what I did Tuesday. And then Thursday, I saw Reverend Matt.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. He does this Monster Science show thing.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. And for his monthly shows, he's been having guests and like guest themes and... This last Thursday, the guest was Duck Washington.
I've heard of him.
And they did a show on friendly monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very fun. I actually I went to see it with CJ, Duck's wife. And I was like, we thought about splitting a dessert so that we'd be on a date in front of her husband, but there were no desserts I could have, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, but yeah, so we had some tacos before the show.
Some tacos.
We showed up early and we got those happy hour tacos, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
It's a heck of a deal.
But yeah, this show was delightful. At the end of it, mm-hmm. Duck went behind the curtain and came back out a minute later, dressed as E.T. And by that, I mean shirtless with an E.T. mask, and he came out on his knees, and it was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, what the fuck? And CJ's just like, oh, that's what he wanted that mask for.
Oh, great. Wow.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Well, I asked CJ at one point, I was like, has there ever been like a duck antic that you've just been like, nope, that one's too far? And she goes, we have a phrase we use. It's, I married him on purpose.
Yeah.
In front of people. It's a part of the package deal, man. But yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what he wanted the mask for.
Yeah, I will occasionally look at my wife and just said, you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
you have no one to blame but yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I too have that conversation with my spouse and tell them that I chose them on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. On purpose and everything.
Yep. Legally.
But it was a lovely time. Lots of monsters were discussed. There was a brief Gremlins appearance, which is all I wanted. I just wanted a little gizmo in my life. That was great. Super fun. Showed up and like everybody was there. James, was everybody there?
I believe so. From where I was sitting,
yes, yeah,
it really seemed like
was everybody kung fu fighting?
Oh God, mm-hmm. That sounds awkward when I do it like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. No, people were not kung fu fighting.
Somewhere, your roommate is laughing and he doesn't know why.
Oh yeah, he might be asleep right now, but he's giggling in his sleep. Mm-hmm.
Were those kids mm-hmm. fast as lightning?
Mm.
I can't not. Now it's in my head. Yeah. Now it's in my God damn it.
So,
James, what did you do last Thursday?
I did so many things this week. So, Thursday saw Monster Science as part of a date exchange student plan. Usually Tuesday is Jax and Thursday is Rachel, but Rachel and I wanted to have a just grown-ups date because usually that's time that we're spending with her kid. But sure. Tuesday was a day that somebody was taking care of her kid, and so we got to just like
be adults, hang out. That's weird.
And be adults, and it was wonderful. and then Thursday. We knew that Booth friends were going to be at Monster Science and decided to go there also because this coming weekend, the weekend of the 14th, 15th, and 16th, would be a really spectacular time to celebrate Valentine's Day because it's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yeah.
But instead, I will be out of town participating in 50 hours of trivia. Yes. So,
sounds like a much better use of your time.
Without, by being intentional and saying that my spouse is more important to me than 50 hours of trivia, but that 50 hours of trivia is also extremely important to me. We arranged to do our Valentine's Day stuff this prior weekend. Sure. And it started on that Thursday. And so we had the first part of our Valentine's Day was going to Monster Science. And there was, there were a bunch of cool people in the crowd, and one of them was Jenna Young, and it was an absolute blast. And then we got to sit next to our friends, so that. And then Friday, knowing that there was an impending storm, I just did 1,000 things. Starting with getting the winter boots put on and tiny car, which for the first time in the year in February.
I'm like, really? February is the first time you put the car boots on?
But also, we've had 2 inches of snow before this.
That's true.
And not all at the same time. So there really wasn't any point. And I was kind of enjoying sliding around. But it was knowing that we were at, you know, Thursday they were talking about like 5 to 8 inches. Friday they were talking about 3 to 4 inches. We ended up getting, I think 3 to 4 inches of snow. Snow. And then so another like weird tradition of ours is that the Pundemonium Sextravaganza seems to be the Friday that we are celebrating Valentine's Day. And so it's, yeah, just by coincidence, it happened to be that Friday. Mm. So we went there and did, and I competed and had a good time and did not win or take second place. The person who won, as soon as I knew that she was competing, I said, she's going to win. And that's okay. Like she is incredibly talented at that show. And seems extremely smart and, just like I have a variety of crushes on her. So she came up to talk to me after the show and she's like, oh, you were so funny. I always love your stuff. And I was like, ah, you're great.
He did it with that exact voice.
Yeah, I believe it.
Okay. Right. I mean, functionally, I was just like tongue-tied and I'm sure that I gave off the same vibe as like a 15-year-old. No, it was an extraordinarily good time. And Jax was able to secure a spot vending smutty art last minute. And so they made bank selling tiny paintings and stickers and stuff, various curated filth of high quality. Mm-hmm. And we ate and drank and were merry and then went home. One of the things that we wanted to get done the next day was to go to a fabulous banquet that you may have heard of, the Gentacular. It turns out that we stayed up too late and were burned out completely.
Partied too hardy.
And Jax had an audition for a show and just barely scraped together one spoon enough to go and do that. And then we were...
And that was it.
Yeah, done.
Yeah,
that happens. I had gone, one of the many things that I got done on Friday was to do some grocery shopping for the weekend. And so I did a bunch of grocery shopping, but in particular, I bought the things to make a dinner, like a special Valentine's dinner, aww, which was bacon wrapped steak, bacon wrapped scallops, and then some asparagus.
And was it bacon-wrapped asparagus?
It was not bacon-wrapped asparagus because that seemed excessive. So I... So it's not, but it seemed that way.
Oh, no, you know what you do is you make like little rosettes out of the bacon with the asparagus.
Ooh.
So like the asparagus is the stem.
That would be so good.
I would be so good at romancing people if that was my thing.
Fuck.
I'd be amazing at it.
I've got a new goal. Saturday night was the night that I had planned on making this elaborate dinner, and then Sunday we were going to go to a museum. But I was just... like, we were both blown up. Mm-hmm. And so I slid a pizza through the oven and I was like, hey, maybe we'll have the energy for this. Maybe we'll feel okay enough to like have a proper dinner. But if we don't, we still need to eat something. And this takes zero effort. So we've got these really tasty gluten-free pizzas and had that and were fine. But just passed out. We watched some romantic comedies together. And then Sunday we did not go to a museum.
You were tuckered the fuck out
still.
Is that what happened?
We even discussed like, oh, do we just want to go to the liquor store down the block and get some little special something? And I was like,
no,
we can. But also in all of this, it had snowed Saturday, like Friday going into Saturday. And I was like, cool, it's time to break out the snowblower. And I sure did. Emphasis on the break. I put fuel into it and went to prime it, and it spat fuel out.
That's not how that's supposed to go. You know that, right?
Like, there's a hole in it somewhere, and it was just like, anytime I used the little like priming pump on it, it would just pee a little bit of gasoline onto the onto the garage floor. And I have, I think, sagely decided not to fuck around with it.
Smart.
And so I went out and shoveled in front of the garage and then shoveled the steps up to the house and then shoveled the sidewalk. Mm. Yeah. Which honestly was way less tiring than it has been in past. So like the workout thing is that's doing what it's good supposed job. To. But also that's still, it was quite a bit of effort. And then Sunday morning,
yes.
because it had snowed, because there was a snow emergency, Sunday morning, before 8 a.m., my car had to be moved off the street. And so I cleaned the garage enough to put everything away so that I could tuck a tiny car into the garage.
Did this include cleaning up the fuel?
No, the fuel had evaporated, thankfully. Okay. Yeah, you know, it didn't take me very long. It took like two or three tries. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's just spitting that right out. That's bad. We're not doing that anymore. I put a couple of bikes up onto like tire hooks and stuff, and one of them just came apart. And I was like, oh. Oh, this bike had been disassembled to move it. That's right.
Oh, okay.
So I reassembled the bike so that I could hang it up. Yeah, a lot happened. And then I put a tiny car away. And then I was very tired. And I did all of that stuff and then came in and had a little nap, and it's then
a little nappy nap.
Yeah,
did you tucker yourself out again.
I aww, sure the fuck did.
I got tired,
and I had just worn myself out, and then took a nap, got up, cooked dinner, and then we, instead of going out anywhere, we painted tiny portraits of each other after eating our steak, scallop, bacon, asparagus collage.
Not asparagus, bacon, roses.
And I know. Next year. Now I know. I should have asked you. As always. As ever.
Right.
I should have asked
you. Well, you
Jenna.
Start with garlic and onions.
It's true. That is... That is how I started.
Yeah, oh, see, there we go.
Yeah. So, all of that. And then, that brings us to today.
I did forget to mention I had a breakfast
thing.
And people came over and ate breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I had
the Gentacular. Yeah, you were in Duluth having the time of your life, jerk.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty upset about that.
And I got to see referee It. there was this referee for one of the, it wasn't for one of our games, it was like one of the high school games that was going on like around our games, but there was this one referee and he had like black, like shoulder length hair, kind of wavy black shoulder length hair, and he had a black beard, like a fairly substantial beard, like James's, maybe a little longer. But it was just between the black beard and the black hair, it was just a solid, like he had his black helmet on.
Oh my
and
God.
And under the black helmet was black hair, it like all the way around. And it was just, it looked like Cousin It was refereeing. or Gritty or something.
Slash
like,
from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, it was.
Goth
it was,
Gritty?
Yeah, it was just, like he was he had a tiger or a, like a lion's mane under his helmet. It was
nice.
Amazing.
That's fantastic.
It was. I was cool. I couldn't stop staring at it. It was so
nice. Very cool.
It made me so happy. But yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what I did instead of going to your thing.
Joe made eggs in purgatory, so I know, and he made it extra spicy. He made the sauce extra spicy too. So yeah,
real upset.
Yeah, he missed out. We had all.
I am also sad about missing it. Yeah,
we got a giant package of thick cut bacon. And honestly, with the price of eggs being what they are, that was a pretty fancy fucking breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh God. I know we could probably go into a break and talk about this in a second segment, but like I want to talk about groceries.
Mm. Oh, sure.
Are y'all in for that right now?
Oh yeah, you made eggs. Oh, you're getting real bougie.
And no, fucking fancy as fuck. We've actually discussed, for the Gentacular,
it's bonus time.
Maybe we should get a cheap waffle maker and maybe shift away from eggs and into waffles.
Do breakfast pastries.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the biggest thing right now
something is cheaper, like gold-plated croissant.
Right? Dipped in diamond. We looked at eggs, and I was like, yeah, we can still do this. And I didn't think we're going to have that many people this time around because of the snow and everything else, too. Sure. And I was correct, so not a big deal. Yeah. But they're limiting eggs to a dozen per household right now due to shortage. And I'm just but what if I have 7 households coming over to my household? Can I have more eggs? Can we do that? Like, I might have to ask people to bring eggs in the future if we can actually only buy so much, right?
You might want to consider putting out a tip jar, too, if you're going to keep doing it.
Well, here's where I'm at. I know so many of my friends are either un or underemployed.
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing to adjust for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to be in a place where I'm not worried about it.
Sure.
Because 20, 25 years ago, I was a welfare mom and a lot of my survival was the kindness of friends, strangers, and community. And I want to, as we look at the possibility of things getting trickier in our communities, I want to be able to give back. I want to be able to... Nobody goes hungry is how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. So, sure, maybe I'll put out a jar people can tip if they want, but I don't ever want anyone to feel like they have to. You know, if you are hungry, you come over to my place and you eat and don't worry about it. We got you kind of a thing. So to that end, I just bought 25 pounds of rice and 25 pounds of oats. So we can feed people for a while. We're doing all right. I did a big pantry stock for things that will take quite a while to perish.
I'll talk about mine after the break, but yeah,
we could just keep going. We could just keep segments. Going. That's why I was these are the options and nobody stopped me. So I kept talking.
Buying a big bag of rice is an incredible plan. Thankfully, we've still got quite a bit of oats, and I am probably the person who eats oats more than anyone else. So, for a variety of reasons,
rice and oats. I got a whole bunch of rice noodles.
Also good
because those take forever.
We're really excited to take Vinny to United Noodle.
Oh my God! When's the last? I haven't been to United Noodle in forever.
He's never been. This is going to be a whole new world.
Let me know when you go. I want to come with.
Okay. We'll see if we can.
Because I can picture Vinny's face walking into this place and I want to see it in person. Oh my God, do I want this in my life?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm not that far away anyway. So,
Yeah.
But yeah, like stocking up on some essentials, mm-hmm. and just making sure to have things while prices do whatever the fuck that is they're gonna do for a while.
Jesus.
Supply yeah. might become an issue. Like, there's a whole bunch of things that I'm just mm-hmm. like, I have concerns.
Yeah.
I've thought about buying a basement freezer.
I have one. I have to do more work in the garage in order to get it to a place where I can plug it in. Mm-hmm. You know, get it situated so that it can be plugged in.
Right.
But yeah, we've definitely talked about that being important.
Yeah.
And it may be that it just has to get moved inside and like put downstairs or something right. in order to mm-hmm. to handle that, because yeah mm-hmm. Having a freezer is a fucking great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah. I got a bunch of freezer type things anyway, but if I want to make sure that I'm good for a while, I might get just a smaller one, you know, like yeah. a smaller basement freezer.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That Joe can then put his beer in to chill real quickly, forget about it, and get beer all over the inside, but whatever. I absolutely picture that happening. I don't know if he would do that.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I picture that happening. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Just making sure to have things ready and available. I don't know. Like, when I was shopping to stock up pantry and freezer stuff and whatnot, I felt like I was welfare shopping all over again.
Yeah.
Which, the thing about the welfare shopping is that you don't know for sure that you're going to get benefits the next month. So mm-hmm. you always shop as if you aren't going to have benefits the next month so you can continue to feed your family. Uh-huh. And it was exactly those kind of vibes that I was having when I was shopping for that stuff. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to get super bad or not, but I would rather be prepared. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I've got on that. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're ever hungry, come on over.
I've got a couple more things to pick up, including a big bag of rice. But while I was doing my regular shopping and the Valentine's Day shopping, I mm-hmm. picked up several. an armload and more of canned vegetables and potatoes. Mm. And by the way, one of the things that I've made real recently that I had just never tried before was they make hash brown potatoes that are dried, dehydrated ones, in little milk cartons. And each milk carton makes about 4 to 6 servings. Hmm. And you pour boiling hot water into it like a ramen cup. Mm-hmm. You let it steep for 12 minutes, pour off the extra, and then it's ready to cook. Like they become regular.
So it's like instant mashed potatoes, but it's instant hashed potatoes.
Yes.
Hmm.
And they're cheap.
That's surprising, but damn. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. They're cheap. They crisp up really well. They're tasty. Yeah. Strong recommend. I think they're like $1.50 a carton last I checked. And it's a fun process. So there's that. But yeah, cans of hash, cans of spam, which I know Jenna has particular feelings about. but we
I have so much tuna in my cabinet right now. It's unreal.
Same.
Is that a euphemism?
I was going to say, not
I,
even
I
as
mean,
a euphemism.
Also,
yeah.
But yeah. It can be both.
It can be two things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a bunch extra, but yeah, I had exactly the same
food scarcity thought process.
Yeah, I feel like yours and my experiences have been very different. I know, but I was definitely in a place that felt like 15, 20 years ago.
Sure.
Picked up Spam. I've been cooking more meals with a little Spam thrown in, or ring sausage, the shrink wrapped kielbasa.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've got a whole bunch of that.
Mm-hmm. What many of my friends tactfully call horsecock. So I've been mixing that in with meals, and then I have found a place where eggs are sort of reasonable, and so yeah. I have been buying some.
Right.
We don't have a lot of room for frozen stuff right now. So I've been mostly trying to get stuff in cans,
mm-hmm.
or dried, and that's been going pretty well. But I still got to pick up a big old fuck off pack of ramen.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get more of the hash brown potatoes. Canned vegetables, canned pre-sliced potatoes,
yeah,
which is a thing I've bought a few times in my life. They make a lot of food very quickly and cheaply.
I have never been good with canned vegetables or potatoes. Like, it's never sat well with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dried stuff. Dried, dehydrated things that you reconstitute, I'm fine. But sure. It's something about canned veggies, and I think it's just because my mom made consistent mushy green beans. Kind of that mental.
Yeah,
thing. Yeah.
I do have a bunch of frozens. Mm-hmm. I have frozen diced potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I have frozen veg of a variety, but. Yeah, I've never been good for the canned. I have cans of chicken. I have the diced chicken.
I haven't
in cans, but I'm not
figured out.
I can't veg. Can't do it.
I haven't figured out how to keep the canned beef and canned chicken moist. Whenever I cook it, it always comes out like dry.
Lime juice or lime juice.
Mm.
I love adding lime juice and little lime juice, little oil, possibly some white wine or a splash of cooking wine. For me, it's usually lime juice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
One of the difficulties with, I think we talked about this last week, was that when somebody in your household can't do gluten, Campbell's soups are not an option, and cheaper than Campbell's soups are extra not an option, because
mm-hmm.
They pad that with wheat.
Yep.
So, shit.
Yeah.
That's
one of the reasons why I get rice noodles and dehydrated vegetable granulars.
Yeah.
You can just basically make your own soup.
Yeah. Yep. But that's what I ended up going for.
Yeah.
Salsa?
Yes.
Have you been doing any food prep?
No.
Sure.
One of the things that I have noted about Salsa is that he cooks a lot and very economically.
That's true.
Like, I am continually impressed with what he makes with the ingredients that they use. And yeah, it is.
I grew up. Oh,
you have.
I have no quite idea. Frequently what that's like.
Offered to share leftovers with me when I come over for a visit or for a podcast recording, and I never turn that down. And it's not just because it's free; it's because it's fucking delicious. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and no, when I was
good on you.
When me and my siblings, we were all in elementary school. Mom made sure that all of us knew life skills. You know, all of us, boys and girls, we were like, you're all going to know how to change a tire and change the oil in your car and cook a meal and sew on a button. Like, you're gonna know these things.
Yeah.
This is not an option.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. Well, and I don't know. Like, I've done cooking with random whatever you can find in the cabinet, which I always feel like is my own personal cooking show challenge. you know, like,
had a few of those days.
What do I have in here? What can I make with a can of chicken, a literal half cup of noodles, and fucking yams?
I have repeatedly failed that test.
But
I'm getting a little better at it. Yeah.
So, I have thought about putting out a cookbook that is just poor people recipes, like ramen and rice and rice and beans, and pretty much an entire section on just rice. But like, just things that I came up with. I would make a thing that was like a poor man's shepherd pie with a can of soup and some instant mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fucking great.
My sister-in-law used to make a dish that was basically rice and cream of mushroom soup. And it was real stick to the ribs. Like, a little bit of that went a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When times were tough, you could mix that up and for pennies and have a good fulfilling meal.
Absolutely.
I wonder if I can make my own soups, like my own cream of mushroom soup, relatively cheaply.
Yeah, I mean, just get some bouillon and some veggies and stuff, and you could make.
I mean, I've got bouillon and veggies, and
I mean, there you've got a soup base.
Yes, I have made soups before.
Okay, sorry, I guess.
I think James is talking about more like a cream of mushroom or something like that.
Very particular.
Yeah. You blender.
Yeah. We don't have.
Are you
a blender.
Trying to approximate the exact? You don't have a blender. Oh my God! Get you a blender for the apocalypse.
Yeah.
That is a necessary tool. I mean,
at minimum, an inversion blender or something. You get to have something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Someone has commissioned some art for me.
I was about to say, dear listener, how are you? Huh?
Sorry, you were saying.
I was going to be like, dear listener, tell us how you're preparing for the apocalypse. And or share your tasty recipes.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, that's what I want.
All right. We're going to take a break.
Right.
And we will be back in a bit. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing. I would still like to know if I can be dismissed.
No.
Oh.
You're the one in charge, Jenna. Like, you're our leader.
I'm not in charge. I just own the podcast.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah, I delegate.
Mm-hmm.
You're the CEO.
So somebody should say that we're back.
Are we?
Somebody should say that we're back.
Who?
You.
Damn it. Me? Okay, we're back.
Yes.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jetta.
And she delegated. And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... a Stefan Senpai.
Senpai!
Opening thoughts. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
3.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I screwed up. I missed something. This is a Fast Five from not Stefan Senpai.
What?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I missed. I saw Stefan and just went, oh, okay. No, this is not Stefan Senpai. My apologies.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Stefan for a second went, oh, what? Not again.
Did what now? So confused. Okay, yep. So not from Stefan.
Not Stefan Senpai says, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
3. So,
one. A two. A three.
A three.
Oh, how many kids younger than us don't know what the fuck we're talking about? Question number one. New acceptable. Or classic?
Classic.
Coke? Classic Coke. Coke classic.
Coke classic. I like a nice classic car. If I could, I mean, as long as it's, you know, as operational as yeah. Something new, but a classic car would be so sweet.
Yeah, I agree. I do not drink colas, so I have no dog in the other one.
In the Cola Wars.
Turbo yeah. Or otherwise.
I can't take it anymore.
Couldn't give a shit. Classic cars. I really like a lot of the modern cars do not, they just don't. Like, I understand that they're more aerodynamic. Tesla truck? Oh, I don't want a clan. I don't want a clan car. No, but
Jesus. A swastika car. Yeah,
a swastika car. Yeah, but just a lot of the even not even that. A lot of the modern cars, they just and I know that they're like aerodynamic and stuff like that, but they don't have those lines. Whereas like a good classic car with those sleek like.
I want those nice curves.
Yeah, the wings and the lines on them.
The roundness around the headlight.
Exactly. I love that.
And the other headlight.
And that.
Just
that
around light. Both of those headlights.
Yeah. And that lift over the tire where the hubcap has
the fender.
The fender bulge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. A little bit of a snarling fender.
Yeah, bulge in the headlights.
Yeah,
very much. The hips on the rear fenders. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So going classic. I like where Jenna's going with this one.
Yeah. I'll take it.
All right. Question number two. Oh, I think I know Jenna's answer. Lemon or mint?
Oh.
I do like okay. both, but the answer is mint.
Yeah, the answer is going to be mint. I think I will go with mint as well.
Mm. I'm going to go lemon.
You would.
I said mint and then immediately regretted it. I'm going to lemon as well.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right.
I use a lot of lemon in cooking and in cocktails, and I don't use as much mint.
Yeah.
But I do like a lemon pepper Alfredo or something like that. Like I do.
But lamb with a little mint jelly.
Oh yeah.
Ooh yeah. Oh or shit. Or
couscous.
Mm-hmm.
With some mint in it.
Yeah. No, I do a lot more cooking with lemon.
Yeah.
Mm. James, you said lemon?
I did.
Okay. All right, question number 3. Black or white?
Look, it doesn't matter.
Black.
All right.
I get this joke.
Overall, I think I'm going to go black. Yeah. Like, I generally wear darker clothes. I don't own white clothes, I don't think.
Yeah, white clothes stain.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're very, it's not a good color on me. Like,
same.
I just kind of
you just get
disappear.
Washed out.
Yeah. I just kind of disappear into my clothing and then I'm walking around like some weird ass ghost. Yeah, like, it's not.
Jenna in white in the snow would just be gone.
it's me and the polar bear hanging out. Like, it's just. But yeah, I generally prefer black outlines. I like black tea to white tea normally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do like cream in my coffee, but
I was just about to say black Russian or white Russian.
If there's a non-dairy option available, I will absolutely do a white Russian, but oftentimes a black Russian is my option, so.
Yeah. All right. So black. All right.
Yeah.
Question number 4. Penne or egg noodle?
Egg noodle.
I lead more towards penne on this one.
Hmm. Penne for your thoughts?
Oh my god, no. I'm so mad.
No. I need at least a you know, rigatoni for my thoughts.
God damn it. So, it depends on what you're making.
Mm-hmm. Clear. Oh, of course.
But yeah. I'm gonna say, if you're making a goulash, egg noodle is the way to go.
Mm.
See, macaroni is the way to go with egg with goulash.
Or chicken noodle with egg noodle. Chicken noodle with egg noodles is superior.
If you're doing stroganoff, then you absolutely need the egg noodle.
Oh my god, beef stroganoff.
Also, question. What kind of goulash are you making? Hungarian or American?
American.
Yeah. All right. Because I do understand the elbow noodle for American. I still like egg noodle for American. I feel like it hangs out with the sauce better, in my opinion. But yeah.
I also, where I grew up, we probably couldn't get a lot of, you know, variety. Right. So
growing up, we always used egg noodle we always used elbow noodle for American goulash, but I switched to egg noodle and never looked back until I couldn't have gluten. And then I just was sad.
Have to give it a go.
Yeah. I recommend.
I'm going to stick with penne though.
All right.
I like that. It holds the sauce.
It does have its own little cylindrical container for that, doesn't it?
It's true. I like the way that the sauce hangs out in the spirals better. So even if I choose a non-egg noodle, I'm going to choose rotini.
That's not one of the options, though.
I know.
Yeah, rotini is great.
Oh, God. Rotini is one of the best, especially for sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Like so I'm choosing egg noodle.
I make mac and cheese with rotini.
Oh. Good thinking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet that's amazing.
It is great.
So mad now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I'm mad for different reasons.
I'm going to say penne. We've got Jenna with egg noodles and James with
egg noodles.
Egg noodles? Okay.
Yeah.
Question number five. Spinach or broccoli?
Oh.
I like them both.
I am more likely to cook with broccoli. We usually just have it around the house more often. And I just through more experience cooking with it, know how to use it in more variety.
Sure.
I can use spinach. I have used spinach, but I feel like I don't have as much of a vocabulary with it to do a lot of interesting things with it.
That's fair.
Like the one or two things that I do know what to do with it. Whereas broccoli, I feel like I can roast it. I can put it in a quiche. I can, you know, bake it. I can put it in pasta. Like I can do salt.
Yeah, broccoli cheese soup.
I do think that broccoli travels more.
Yeah.
Although, oh God, one of my favorite egg dishes is spinach, feta, and salmon.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
egg scramble or an omelet. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, and spinach on like an eggs Benedict, you know.
Yeah, like spinach and definitely. Eggs are amazing.
Together. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Spinach quiche is one of the ways that I do use spinach.
Yeah,
proof that God loves us. Yeah,
right. But no, I agree with you, salsa. I am much more of a broccoli person. Over it was my favorite food when I was five.
Hmm.
Wow, it was my favorite. It's a little tree. Vegetable for a long time.
It's a little tree.
Yeah. But the thing that I will say sort of pseudoscientifically, that is the advantage to broccoli over spinach is that you can buy pounds of spinach and it will cook down to almost nothing.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. It really reduces.
Where if you buy, there is almost no amount of broccoli you can buy that is the correct amount of broccoli for one person.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It is difficult to buy. Yeah.
No matter how small you chop it down, you still have chunks of broccoli.
Chopping broccoli. Chopping broccoli.
But I mean, like, but honestly, you want that spinach to be ready. You don't want to be eating big chunks of spinach. You want it to get wispy and lost in the food, like when you're making a spinach and artichoke dip. Like you don't want a chunk of spinach. You want that wisps of spinach throughout.
Sure. Yeah, so, yeah.
I do like spinach salad.
I do like a spinach salad.
I actually don't like raw spinach that much. I will absolutely cook it up and put it in quiche and wherever, but I'm not fond of it raw.
Okay.
I like canned spinach as well. Yeah. If we're talking about canned vegetables,
I usually get it frozen.
I actually have dehydrated spinach, which actually works great for when you're just tossing it into things like eggs or spinach dip.
Yeah,
that's such a good idea.
Because it's already because it's so thin, it rehydrates real quick.
Spinach has such a tiny shelf life as well. It maybe lasts a couple of days, really, in your fridge. Unless you have your crisper set just right. So,
which is why we get frozen, because it lasts for a long time.
That's not a bad plan.
But Yeah, that and your avocados can both just kind of go.
Oh my god!
But I remember one of the things that my sister used to make after school, when we didn't have a lot of stuff to choose from, is that she would just put a ton of margarine into canned spinach with salt and pepper, and it was delicious.
Hmm. So, I do that with broccoli.
Broccoli also works.
I'll steam up some broccoli and just...
We didn't always have broccoli.
Pour my non-dairy butter stuff on it and just pepper.
Yep.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, no, buttered broccoli is pretty fucking good. I like to roast it and sprinkle some herbs on it.
Yeah.
I throw broccoli in a lot of stir fry.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Broccoli is amazing.
Stir fry and sautés, like...
Yeah.
Broccoli is great in cream soups as well.
I'm not a big fan of broccoli soup. That's the only way I
eat my broccoli. Broccoli cheese is top five soup for me. That might be number one for me.
Yeah.
I was nicknamed broccoli cheese at camp one year.
Okay. I think it's time to move on.
Surprise me, by the way. I just wanted to be clear. I'm like, no, that makes sense.
Jenna and I have a friend called Ham Sandwich. Like, this is
true.
Yeah.
I have a friend named Salsa.
Yeah.
Touche, honky. All right. Question number one, new or classic. Would you play the modern HD remake or the original version of a game you've never played before?
Oh, shit.
New. I'm going new on that one. If it's going to be... I play the story... I play the game for the story.
Yeah.
And if there's a cleaner, easier, less janky way to get that to me, I will take it. I don't need the definition or the fidelity of the old version. Like, no, I just want to play the game and
they add so much care and feeding to the thing. Like, one of the examples that I have is the original Final Fantasy 1. Mm-hmm. So much stuff is broken. So much stuff just flat out fucking doesn't work in the original Nintendo version. Yeah. Like, they had that you would cast certain spells and that they would have an effect on the enemies, or that they would cast spells that should have an effect on you. And so I was carrying around a shitload of a particular cure item for it, and it just didn't work. And some of the weapons were supposed to give you like an advantage toward an element and don't. And that kind of stuff, which stuff got fixed in the re-release.
There was like one creature that was already slow. So if you cast slow on it, it would actually tick around to 9999 and suddenly move super fast and just fucking destroy you.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Well, but it's also difficult because I love the remake of Link's Awakening. It's very cute, but I think the Game Boy version of it is the better version.
Mm-hmm.
But the music is really good.
Is it because they changed something story-wise or gameplay-wise, or is it just because you liked the polygons?
I think I like the pixels. It was... And the portability of it, like
if they do if they do a remake and they go from like a 2D, you know, like side scroller to an over the shoulder, like when they change the genre of the game, that's different. That's something where
that is very different.
That is not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Link's Awakening remake still has same.
If they functionally.
Like, top-down gameplay.
Yeah. If everything is the same, it's just.
Yeah.
The picture is a little clearer.
Well, and you have more buttons. Like, the original game was put out on the Game Boy, so you had four buttons, not counting the D-pad. And on the Switch, obviously, you have more than four buttons.
Yeah.
And so they make use of things by putting commonly used items on easy to reach.
Yeah, on the bumpers or
triggers
on,
yeah. and stuff. Yeah, triggers and bumpers and stuff. And that's fucking great. I love that. Yeah, but also, like, look fucking behind me. I've got my retro game set up. That is a truly difficult mm-hmm. question to answer.
But again, I think really the key word for me here is yeah. that you've never played before.
Yeah.
Like, if you've played Link's Awakening,
yeah,
that's a different story than this is a brand new thing to me. I've never touched this before. And if I've never touched it before, I don't have a nostalgia to fight against. So I
that's
will
very
happily
true.
Take the prettier interface. Where I can see facial, you know, expressions as opposed to a pixel that goes burp, burp, and
although, oh, wow. Just interpret I mean, that. Yeah, maybe.
I feel like my response is, whatever.
that's such again. A hard question, but mm-hmm. I think I'm going to choose old. I think I'm going to go with okay. the original.
I'm not surprised by that.
All right.
I am surprised it took you that long to get to that.
That should also not surprise you.
It's a mild surprise. It is not a shock.
All right. Question number two, lemon or mint. Which smell do you associate with clean?
Lemon.
Mint.
Oh, fuck. I don't like either of those. I don't want things to smell. Clean for me means it doesn't smell at all. That's what clean is. If it smells both like my, lemon, it's just dirty in a different way.
I associate both with clean.
Yeah.
But all of my cleaning products I specifically get as mint.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And I do that because mint, that. Number one, is, of course, my favorite scent. But also, Prudentia does not like mint.
Yeah.
So if I'm mm-hmm. constantly cleaning my house in mint, it is a subtle deterrent.
Sure.
Mint is kind of my jam.
The mopping soap and the dusting spray that I had as a kid, had access to as a kid when I was doing chores, were both lemon scented, both at home and at the church where we did chores. Like, because my church had one of those weird, like, family rotation things where families would volunteer to go in and clean. Yeah. Uh-huh. But everything was lemon scented. So when I think of a cleaner, I either think like bleach or lemon.
Yeah. As much as I hate it, the answer is going to be lemon for me. But for fuck's sake, unscented.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very All right. curious thing. I know someone who cannot wash their clothing in unscented laundry detergent.
Weird.
Because to them, that is not clean. The lack of odor is not clean. Smelling like laundry detergent is clean.
That is a weird Pavlovian thing that I... This person I would never be roommates.
Mm-hmm. For a lot of reasons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
anyway, what's the next one?
All right. Question number three, black or white? Ha-ha! Black Russian or White Russian?
Holy wow. shit, Salsa yeah. got it.
Fuck.
Mild applause. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got one.
Yay.
Even.
If there's a non-dairy ability, then I will have a White Russian. Otherwise, yeah. Black Russian.
I like the variety that you get with a White Russian, because I can do it with milk and get a different result than with cream or with half and half or with eggnog. Right. Or sure. with, you
oh
know,
God.
Or with Bailey's,
Bailey's.
Or with, you know,
yeah.
I like the word
Monday. Of it.
I had an absolutely terrible weekend during which I got desperately injured plowing through a Walgreens fence with my body. And I've told that story on the podcast before, but just like a terrible weekend of drinking, and it was all White Russians. And it is still probably in my top five of drinks that I would still have.
All right.
You know what? Fine.
Yeah, I had a Halloween costume as the Lebowski.
That seems right.
And
I feel like I remember this.
Yeah, absolutely threw up in the street on the way home because holy fuck, was I drunk. But yeah, I still like them. They are good. All right, question number four. Penne or egg noodles? What's your preferred noodle in a casserole?
In a casserole?
In a casserole, ooh. I've got to go egg noodle.
I also.
Yeah.
I think we even said that. I think.
I don't remember. Yeah. If it was,
I said goulash, which is practically a casserole.
No, I disagree.
It's a hot dish.
You don't bake the goulash in the pan. I bake it on the stovetop. A casserole is baked in the pan. Okay. And for that, I would go egg noodle.
Uh-huh. And then it's just basically a lasagna.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I made a deconstructed lasagna. This is just spaghetti. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go egg noodle.
Yeah,
all right,
egg noodle.
Question number five, spinach or broccoli? What's your first choice when you want to add a green vegetable to a meal?
Depends on the meal, but yeah, probably broccoli.
Yeah,
broccoli is easy.
I don't know if either of them would be my first choice, but broccoli would be more my go-to.
You want to know the fucking great thing about broccoli is that you can microwave it. And it still turns out really like fine. It turns out still good. Pepper, salt,
hot tip,
butter.
Hot tip,
great.
For frozen broccoli, make sure to get florets, not cut.
Yeah.
The cut will get the stiffer stem shit in it.
Oh, yeah.
Just florets. The
freezer burny on the edges. Yep. Yeah.
The florets maintain better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We always got frozen broccoli, including the stem. Yeah. When we got all of like the vast majority of our vegetables were frozen when I was growing up.
Oh, most of ours were canned growing up.
And, well,
most of ours were rotten growing up, but you know, whatever.
I guess my parents bought the off brand that was the like B grade rejects from Green Giant or something.
Okay.
I don't have a clear memory of this, but I remember my father explaining to me that these were the cuts that didn't make it.
Like an imperfect foods thing.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We get our broccoli at Imperfect Foods and it's fine.
He also used to cut the asparagus out of the ditch and he didn't do the thing where you break it and then cook the tender part.
Mm-hmm.
He just cut all of it and then cooked the ever-loving shit out of it.
Sticks.
So you had some of it that was just paste and then some of it that was still a tree hard. Branch. Yeah.
I don't think I had asparagus until I was an adult.
Mm.
Like, we basically had canned corn, canned green beans. We got the peas and carrots frozen mix. And I feel like that was the vast majority of the vegetables we got on the regular.
Yeah.
I always loved broccoli. I think we had frozen broccoli when we had it, but we didn't always have it.
It wasn't until I was like 11 or 12 that I discovered that I actually really like asparagus.
Oh, I'm the same way about fish. I'm the same way about fish.
I
didn't like fish fingers or any of those frozen fish things.
Mm-hmm.
Those tasted weird to me and probably freezer burned. I just don't like fish. And then somebody was like, come try this grilled fish. And I was like, well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, this is what fish is actually supposed to taste like. And I was like, well, hot damn. Yeah. Let's do this.
Mm.
So
no, we had a big favorites. We had a big pantry in our basement that was full of canned vegetables growing up. It was corn, peas, green beans. You know, you name it, we had a can of vegetables, including canned asparagus and canned broccoli and canned, you know, what have you and who's it's and whatnot. So, you know,
if plenty
carrots, you know, if Green Giant could can it, we had it. So,
Well, and I will say in my experience, there are certain vegetables that do better frozen for sure. Broccoli and green beans. Like, I'm sorry, canned green beans are mush.
Mm-hmm. Frozen peas are amazing.
Yeah.
Canned peas have their place. Right. But they're always they're just slop. Yeah. They are.
No, but frozen peas I use a lot.
Yeah. Canned corn, canned tomatoes, those are fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tomatoes, use those all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
All right.
Anyway.
Yep. So we go to now to closing thoughts. The world may never know. I don't know if this is how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pot or who is it?
Both. It could be both.
Anyway, if you would like to send in a fast five, go to a1podcast.com, click on submit a fast five, and fill out the form. Does anybody here have a shout out?
I want to give a shout out to my roommate. He's not my boyfriend no more. Hasn't been for a while, and
but he's still a good guy.
But he's still a wonderful person. And anytime I'm freaking out or I'm having medical stuff. When my uterus is literally trying to crawl its way out of my body, he's always just there to be helpful. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, because you're a person in pain. But, it's still things like chocolate and whiskey, which is, you know, helpful. But, yeah, overall, he's just a good person. And as we've been talking about, you know, food scarcity or things like that, we're still on the same page for everything.
Mm-hmm.
If people show up, we feed them. Nobody goes hungry. But also, you know, how do we plan for these things and all of
also,
that?
Also, that boy can cook. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I will buy all of the food if he cooks it. Are you kidding me? this is great for us. So
I would like to have a similar arrangement, if at all possible. He's a very good cook.
Yes. Yes, he is. So, anyway, that's my shout out to that guy.
All right. James?
Yeah. Shout out to my nephew, Vincent. His very first stage play, the first one that he's ever been in, just wrapped. They had their closing night last night. And so he's a little hungover today. But he was fucking great in it. It was, and he's like, I don't know what I'm gonna do now.
Oh, the post show let down. Mm-hmm, I was gonna try to come see it on Friday, but my body was not letting me.
I get that.
So I felt bummed.
But yeah, just what a wonderful thing for him to be introduced to this. We're so proud of him. He did such a good job.
And now he's addicted.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know how this works.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to give my shout out to the Hermantown hockey program and everything that goes along with that. We had a delightful time up there. Everybody was super nice. It was a fun event. We had some tournaments can be a little more high stress just because they've got so much going on that they're like, we got to get things through and we got to get things going. And this one was just like, well, we'll get there. We're going to have this game. And when this is done, then we'll get around to this one. Like, We'll get there. We'll get there. It'll be fine.
Fine.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it wasn't like super high stress. Like we've, because there's some tournaments where if the game goes a little long, they'll just end it with a couple minutes left. Like it's the clock says it's time to be done. We're done. We have to be done.
Ouch.
And that's really kind of a letdown. And these were just like,
yeah,
it's a bummer.
Yeah, it is. But this was just like, this is one small arena and like they've got the scheduling for it. And like the next cool. group will come in and they'll be fine. Like just, we'll this is, we've got this focused for the tourney right now. So, and it was fun. And yeah, all the girls got medals. They walked away having a grand time. So thank you.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
James, I know you do.
Coming up this weekend, Vilification Tennis. It is our anti-racism show.
Mm.
And having sat in on the planning of that, it's going to be real good, folks. I'm not in this one, so it's going to be even better. If I could make it to this show, to see this show, I would. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Wholeheartedly recommend. So, there's that. And, yeah. I think that's my February's.
Cool. Coming up in a couple weeks, the weekend after Valentine's Day, actually, I should specify, Saturday, February 22nd is World Sword Swallowers Day. It's my big,
holy crap,
big exciting event of the year. And to that end, on Minnesota Live on KSTP on Friday the 21st will be your friendly neighborhood Casimir Man. Set your calendar for that. Watch KSTP Minnesota Live Friday, February 21st. And you might see a friendly face.
Wonderful.
Come talk or to you about you. A thing.
Yeah.
Or nice. or me. You get one or the other. either
Man,
way,
I hope it's Casimir and not Salsa.
I once saw Salsa wearing a smile, and I asked him, "Whose is that? Where did you get it?"
No, looking forward to that.
That's fun. I always like it when my friends are on TV and be like, "I know that guy. Everybody, go look at that guy. I know him."
I told my kids that I was going to be on the news, and they were like, "Wow, that's crazy." And I'm like, "Well, I mean, I've done it before." And they were like, "What?" So then I had to show them old clips, and my son was losing his mind.
He was like,
"Holy crap, Dad was on the news."
That's adorable.
I think it's more impressive that your family has a world record, but whatever.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. No. Raider Lee is by far the more impressive of the two of us. So we are.
Son was impressed by you as well.
Mm-hmm. We're working on getting her certificate. And we're really, really, really looking forward to having that hanging up on our
wall. That is extremely cool.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Anyway, does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye bye. I love you. Bye bye. Bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who has been listening to this show. Thank you, not Stefan Senpai, for sending in the Fast Five. I mean, definitely also thank you, Stefan, for being you, but like apparently.
Yeah. And rather consistently sending in Fast Five.
Also that, yeah.
Anyway, thank you. Where was I? I lost my train of thought because of your naming convention. How dare you? On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.